Welcome back to another All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast. This week's buy, hold, sell for round three. Only Dor joining me for this one. Dor, a fair few buys this week, and we're going to start off with Joey Lussick from the Eels. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, 514K cord. I'm Dory Likey.
Dor Likey?
Dor Likey. 514K. 61 points. He played 77 minutes, even with Brendan Hands in the side.
Well, no Hands this week, so it makes it much more better for him.
Exactly. And, like, even if Hands comes back, there's looking like he's, you know, the number one hooker at the Eels.
Mm.
Break even of 13. The minutes are there. Yeah, he's a big buy.
And another one that's similar position as Lussick is Mitch Kenny from the Panthers. And yep. Kenny, he's going to be 80-minute hooker as well now. He's a bit cheaper, is that right? 490K?
Yeah, he's 498K.
Are you looking at him as well?
Look, if I was to go between the two, he's definitely an option if you can't afford Lussick. Yep. Kenny's definitely an option with Luke dropping off the bench. But look, I'd rather go Lussick. Just obviously, I just feel like there's more points there and more money to be made over Kenny.
Yeah, agreed. Lukey Dor, obviously, syndesmosis injury. Terrible news for him. But it sort of opens up the opportunity for Fine Fukiaki, who is scouted as one of the great prospects in our game. Are you going to be looking at him as well, 290K? Personally, I think I'm going to be getting him in, but I can understand a lot of people are going to be waiting a week just to see the minutes.
Yeah, for sure, Cord. 293K obviously got the upside now of now getting this role for 6 to 8 weeks that Lukey's out. Gajewski does come onto the bench, so he's probably not going to play 80, but pardon me, he should still get around like 55 to 65 minutes, which priced at 293K and a break even of 8 is, you know, music to fantasy coaches' ears.
Yeah.
Look, the only other option is if, like, because most people are obviously going to downgrade Lukey and Wong, to upgrade or downgrade, like, it's up to them. But if you want to downgrade, Fine Fukiaki's a great option if you need an edge. Otherwise, you could go up to someone like a Josh Curran.
Another downgrade option in the halves this time, and who I'm going to be playing in the halves alongside Cleary this week is Galvin. We touched on the podcast earlier on Tuesday. He is extremely impressive performance in round one. Good cash out option as well for him.
Yeah. Well, if you're someone like yours truly, myself, and have Danny Levi in your side at 313K, who's scoring 20s and 30s while scoring tries, I'm going to be departing from Danny Levi and moving to Galvin. As we touched on the podcast, don't really want to repeat myself again, but I'm really high on Galvin. I waited the week. I wished I, you know, trusted him and got him in last week, but yeah. I did a couple of other moves for a player that we're going to discuss in a second. But look, yeah, Galvin's definitely coming into my side this week. Starting 6 for the Tigers. Looked like he could play halfback as well. He was basically playing halfback.
He was everywhere.
43 points, break even of -1. Look, he gets 34 on the weekend. He goes up 40K. So,
and that man you were talking about is Terrell May, and what a stud he is. We did touch on him on Tuesday in the pod, but he is just a workhorse. Some are comparing him to Mini Haas.
That's what they're saying.
He's an absolute buy, must have this week, and it's the week to get him in. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you didn't get him last week, you got to get him this week. Look, he was outstanding. Obviously, got the start there. In the basically an hour before the game kicked off, obviously. 60 points, just incredible. Break even of 14 this week. 60 points in 57 minutes in round two, and 62 points in 54 minutes in round one. Had a couple of negatives as well, one error and one missed tackle. So it could have even been better for May. But look, I guess the big question, Cord, is what a lot of people are worried with Terrell May is that he's obviously named on the bench most weeks. But I did the research last week and into this, like, obviously last week when I got him in my own personal team myself.
Mm.
But his role's always been the same. When Roosters went on that run last year, May was playing these like 50 to 60 minutes and doing very similar with the scoring.
Yeah.
So he's a huge, huge buy. If you don't have him already, you need to get him now. He's made 82K for the season, went up 51K last week. So look, if you don't get him this week, look, you're probably going to be sailing. Yeah. If he gets 46, he makes 37K.
Yeah.
He should go better than that. So he's probably going to make another 50K this week. I guess the next player we can move on to, Cord, is his teammate, a former fantasy stud, should I say, and that he is returning to that form, one James Tedesco, Cord.
Yeah, look, we did overlook him at the start of the year, and I guess that was my sort of pushing. I didn't really want to start with the Tedesco or Turbo purely because at the end of last year, they just weren't that great.
No, yeah.
And obviously with the Vegas rounds, first couple of rounds, a bit skeptical about the field dimensions, da-da-da-da. But Tedesco's been great. If there was a round where we didn't have such injuries and buys this week, I'd be picking up Tedesco because he's going to be going up a lot of money. So
Yeah. Break even of 38. Now, if he gets 52 in a big game this week, so he's going to be, you know, trying his absolute heart out. Not that he doesn't every week, but the Sydney Derby is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he could get a very similar score to what he got last week in the 60s, and yeah, potentially a lot of money to make. And looking like he's definitely fantasy gun, one not to leave your side because he started red hot. It's not like last year where he basically went in and out of form. You know, he was getting like 50s and then he was going down to like 20s and 30s. He started really well this year. So if you're a Teddy fan or looking at getting Tedesco, get him in. Onto the holds now, Cord. We've got him and I've got him as well personally. Kalen Ponga. Look, the Knights have had a Pingu Pongu. They had a horrible start to the season. I wouldn't say he hasn't, but the Knights is more what is I was referring to as is having a real average start to the season.
They are, and I think the dropping of Hastings is actually going to help Ponga a lot because he just doesn't pass on the ball, and we did touch on that. But the more times Ponga has his hands on the ball for the Knights, the better the Knights going to be. So yeah. I'm keeping Ponga. I got full faith in him that he's going to bounce back. So I'm holding him.
It's just going to take one of those runs like Newcastle did, and Newcastle just to find their attack. Look, as I said, the Knights have been horrible, but he's gone 35 and 39 and hasn't really done anything too like spectacular. He hasn't, no try assists. He hasn't scored a try either. He's got a couple of line breaks, like didn't have a tackle bust last week. Look, you know, there's so much upside to Ponga. I'd be holding if you've got him. Would I be buying him if I don't? No, I'd rather go someone like a Tedesco or a Tommy Turbo like we predicted, suggested last week. Sorry. Moving on to the next player. Look, he'd be close to a buy if it wasn't for bloody Elliot Whitehead. But Zach Hoskins has been absolutely incredible, averaging 81 on the season through 2 weeks. Look, scored 93 points last week. He's been Canberra's best player and nearly arguably the best player in the competition.
Yeah. Well, Ricky did a Ricky in round three, and it's quite concerning. But it's hard to drop your captain, and it's hard to drop Hudson Young. But I'm almost saying Hosking has been better than both of them. So
it's tough on him. It's, well, Whitehead's obviously, like, Whitehead probably would have started, and we wouldn't have had this Hosking run if he didn't get the injury in the training slash preseason challenge. With a break even of four, Cord, even regardless with Hosking's being named on the bench, I think you just keep him until obviously his break even gets to, you know, too high. I still think he's going to have a good roll off the bench, but until his break even gets too high, you're definitely just holding him, getting that cash and then moving him on to someone else. Could go to like Fine Fukiaki or something in a couple of weeks.
If you want to go up that far down, otherwise just go straight to the gun. So
yeah, that's exactly right. Well, he's just 697k, so not that far off. Anyway, on to the next hold in Kyle Flanagan, Cord. 25 points on the weekend. Obviously, Dragon scored zero, a big fat donut against the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's been, I wouldn't say disappointing. He's made cash, but like, 25 points, isn't
it? He's been, in all honesty, like, Dolphins dominated the points. They obviously did all the scoring without any attacking stats. It's hard for a half to really do that well, especially when you've got Ben Hunt in your side. He needs, like, some sort of attacking output, you know, a few try assists or something like that. But with 0 points, look, it's a bit rough. He's break even of 22,371K. I'd be holding for now, but obviously could potentially have to sell him in a couple of weeks. But luckily, with the emergence of the man that we spoke about earlier in the podcast, Galvin, you can just go straight to him. I think we touched on in the actual podcast, I think we're both going to look at Galvin starting over Flano in our respective sides this week. And on to the last one, we did mention this in the pod as well, Drew Hutchinson.
I was never high on Hutcho at all.
No. I didn't get him myself, but he's in 8.7% of teams.
He did look promising in the trials, but like when you have Sexton in your team as well, just play Sexton.
I know you're a big Sexton man. So. And look, from what I've seen from Hutchinson, I think that I'd rather prefer Sexton as well. Look, Hutchinson and Burton are both left foot kickers, and they're both more sixes than they are. Well, Hutchinson's more a six than he is a seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, Sexton's going to come in soon, but with a good matchup this week against the Titans, a break even of 27, the Dogs really haven't scored that many points this year thus far. So as we were just touching with Flano, if Drew can get, you know, a few attacking, you know, try assists and whatnot like that, he could go a bit better. But look, I'm not going to say no to if you want to get rid of him for Galvin. Like, I'm not going to say no to do that because you need to get Galvin in this week. And onto the sells cord. Look, firstly, we're just going to touch on Gagai, Jacob Gagai for South. Look, I had a good, solid game, you know, NRL-wise, and a solid, you know, decent fantasy score for someone priced very low in the 200K mark. Mm. But obviously, late last week, got the news that Tane Milne was going to take the starting spot. And then obviously now Gagai has been dropped and Milne's been named again. And so we're not really sure when Gagai is going to be going to come back into the side. But look, you can't really at this stage of the season have someone, even though he's only 244K, I'd be getting like going from him to Galvin straight away. You can't afford in this early stage of the season, you need to be trying to make as much money as possible while obviously not, you know, going over the top with trades. I think Gagai's got to go because I just don't think he's going to come back into the team unless there's a heap of injuries. There's already a heap of injuries
They're stacked south,
and Whiten's coming back now as well. So I just think it's going to be hard for him to come back. He might come back, but I think move him to Galvin. Anyway,
another team that's stacked, you know, the Roosters. This is the last one we're talking about. But it's, I said on Tuesday, it's so hard for me to understand why Wong gets dropped here. It's like, I won't rant that much, but like, he's the best up and coming young star, unbelievable prospect. He hasn't played awfully at all in the first two rounds, Dor.
No.
And he gets sacked in a minute's rotation that is just ridiculous. So I really don't understand the logic at all.
He hasn't even been that, like you said, hasn't even been that bad, Wong, for the Roosters. I don't know if it's just due to the fact that, pardon me, that they have so many forwards, or whether that, I think it's due to the forward rotation, but I don't know why you'd get rid of your young up-and-coming player. Like, look, he got 37 points in 40 minutes on the weekend. Like, so fantasy-wise, and he got 44 points in 52 minutes in round one. So it's not like he, fantasy-wise, you'd be looking at it and be saying, like, why is he getting dropped? Look, as I touched on the podcast, I think Trent Robinson needs to learn a few things from Brad Arthur in terms of managing, like, a really stacked forward rotation, because Parramatta are doing the same, and you're still getting great minutes and output from players like Hopgood, Madison, Lane, Cartwright. Like, they're just working it out, and it obviously didn't work. Like, they didn't get the win last week, but it's been, you know, beneficial for Parramatta, and it's obviously, I just think that, yeah, Robinson's lost it in terms of the minutes rotation. Like, I look, Tupanua, Angus Crichton. Look, Angus Crichton should be in the team regardless. And you've got Nat Butcher. Like, they've got a really big side. I'd personally, I don't know if he's been given the week off this week, but Nafu White that's been named on the bench for the Roosters, I'd be like getting rid of him, and you could have just brought in Angus Crichton, or like kept Butcher on the bench,
yeah,
and kept Wong. Yeah, Nafu White's in the team, and you can obviously, like, you can obviously play some of those players in the middle as well. Like, they're not gonna, they're obviously not the bigger bot, like the bigger body, obviously as heavy as some of the props in our game, but they can still go forward and provide you impact in the middle of the field. So look, yeah, I'm not sure. Robbo needs to take a look, but you've got to get rid of him, even with the break even. Like, as I said, his fantasy scoring hasn't been bad at all. Like, his break even's 26, but the problem is like, I think the Roosters win this week, and I don't know if he'll then get back into the side. So
they'll beat the Rabbits.
So they should beat the Rabbits on the form thus far this season. I don't think Jackie White, and as you know, as good of a player as he is, can save the South defensive woes.
No.
That as a whole, I guess the last player, like we already touched on, is Lukey. We don't really need to go. No. Syndesmosis, 6 to 8 weeks.
Definitely
he's a sell. Go to someone like Fine Fukiaki, or if you've got forward depth, like me, for example, you could potentially go to a wing fullback or go to Joey Lussick.
Yeah.
So, look, I really hope that we've provided you guys with some really good options for your buy, hold, sell for your teams. If you haven't done so already, I know it's a bit repetitive, but we thank you again for the support. And really would appreciate if you like, follow, and subscribe. If you like, you know, watching us and seeing us in person, or on a screen, should I say, you know, YouTube's there for you. Or if you prefer, you know, on your way to work or something, to listen to it in the car.
Listen to the Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify and Apple Podcasts are there for you. And basically, we're on all social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, X. So go and give TikTok. Us a like. Give us a like and follow on those as well. So thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week for round 4's Buy, Hold, Sell.
See you there.